It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. The hits literally keep on coming from one MMA event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation, and UFC 252 is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $252. Those are some great odds. Plus, with basketball's playoffs right around the corner, DraftKings Sportsbook's offering $10 in free bets to use on in-game action for every day of the first round of the playoffs. Some really great stuff going on with DraftKings. So you need to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out for new users by offering them the chance to win $252 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight by using code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and we've been going over all that's been going on this past weekend with college football. And we're going to continue that conversation, Dustin. And I want to start with the NCAA and their role. And my first question is, where are they and what are they doing?
This was probably the biggest, I mean, it's ongoing, so I can't say it in the past tense, I guess, but this is the most glaring incident of the NCAA proving really how useless they are, how little they matter when you talk about Power Five, big money football. You know, they don't manage the national championship for this sport. So they are not a voice that has any significance whatsoever. And you know what? That's exactly how they're behaving when it comes to this. I don't know what they're doing or what they're saying behind the scenes with the other fall championships. That's not really what we're getting into here. So I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a whole lot better for those either, but the NCAA is not a factor whatsoever. And if you had any doubts about that, watching all of this unfold and seeing the NCAA's very vague, but at the same time, clear position that we're not offering our opinion, you're not going to listen to our opinion anyway. Essentially, our opinion doesn't matter. So why should we have one? That's the NCAA. That's where they're at. And I don't think anybody's going to forget this, Jim. I don't think the foundation of college football is going to forget where the NCAA was and where they weren't in this situation. So I do think in that respect, how college football is managed, I think they're going to just drop the illusion at some point. And the Power Five is going to do what they want. And that's what's happening right now. You know, this is a situation where you could really use a national organization's guidance. You could use their, whether it's negotiations or whether it's, access to information from the CDC or whomever, federal organizations. The NCAA has the pool to really offer guidance based on what they're saying at a national level, where they don't really have a dog in the fight per se. If you're going to ask the Pac-12 or the Big 12 to make a decision that's healthiest for everybody, ultimately that's going to kind of skew towards football, don't you think? So the NCAA, they were probably needed in this situation, and they just went ahead and admitted that they won't be ever needed again.
I couldn't agree with you more, Dustin. And as you said, this is the moment. This is the time where we need leadership, need somebody to step up, even if they're just using their bully pulpit. I'll give the small example of where they just came up short. Remember a week ago when the ACC announced their schedule to include the plus one? which was obviously about continuing the rivalries, their interstate rivalries with Southeast Conference rivals. And a day later, the Southeast Conference says, we're not playing those games. There was no coordination, and where's the NCAA to be that one group who oversees everybody? With that in mind, Dustin, there does appear to be another group that has joined into the fray, and that's the players themselves, who Sunday night very quickly put together, a Zoom call, and they coordinated themselves and came out with some very reasonable thoughts, which were, hey, they want to take the place of the NCAA. There's a leadership void. The NCAA isn't doing it. Maybe the players will. They stepped in. They said, hey, this is what we should have as national standards for safety, for testing. And they also said they want to play. And I give a big tip of the hat to Trevor Lawrence, who is the guy who probably has the most to lose by playing this season. And he appears to be one of the leaders. So, Dustin, could it be the players have a chance to save this fall football season?
I would have said yes if this movement started weeks ago. You know, I think in hindsight, you know, we've had this discussion a bunch of times, and I think we had a real sense that we were coming to this pivotal moment at some point in time. And I think the We Want to Play movement should have began much sooner. And I realize how that sounds to being critical. They're taking a stand, and I respect them for that. I respect the players who are taking a stand in any direction. I respect the players who are taking the stand and they're opting out of the season. I respect the players who are trying to say, you know what, we don't have a seat at the table. We want to have a voice in these discussions, and we're going to do whatever it takes. We're going to try to organize. I respect that position. I believe in that position too. I believe in their right to express that we're the ones who are at the most risk here, and we are willing to play. So there isn't one right or wrong way, I think, if you're a college football player and you're using your voice right now. I think it's not going to matter a whole lot. I think if this movement started and had enough time to build and build and build, but literally days before a big critical decision is going to happen, this is above their pay grade. And honestly, everything's above their pay grade because they don't get paid.
Okay. Well, Dustin, I think part of the reasons they didn't start earlier is they've been under the impression that they were going to have a season. I mean, schedules were coming out, practice was starting. So I don't blame them for not starting it sooner. If they felt this was going to happen, I suspect they would have started earlier, which, again, is unfair to them. And I can't agree with you more when you say, you know, I respect the players that want to play. I mentioned Trevor Lawrence, and please, in no way is that a diss to Micah Parsons, who chose not to play. They have that right, and I really appreciate it if you saw a lot of them on social media. What they put out was essentially that. Let's respect the decision of the guys who decide not to play, and let's not penalize them at all. Those of us who want to play, let us play, and also do your best to take care of us. And what I find interesting, too, in all of this, Dustin, they seem like the grown-ups at the table, as opposed to the actual grown-ups, you know.
Yeah.
And they put that together like within a couple hours. I have tremendous respect for what the players are doing. Now, let's step forward. This is something we talked about very little between segments, but it's a fascinating topic, which is there's been some talk someone put out, and you could expand on this, Dustin, that said, you know what, this is the media driving this decision. And just full disclosure, I think that happens a lot. There becomes a media narrative, and I'm talking about the canceling of the football season, because there seems to be so much of that doom and gloom from the media. Oh, how in the world are they going to be able to play? Who was it that put out that statement, and what are your thoughts on that?
There were several, I think. Joel Klatt is the one that comes to mind. And basically the sentiment is, college football media, you're getting what you wanted right now. And I think that sentiment is idiotic. Nobody wants that. Everybody derives their livelihood from that. You know, everybody with the college football season in a holding pattern, it's not even about from the media standpoint, the college football season, whether it does or doesn't happen, nobody's really been able to push forward on plans and stories and strategy. You know, your work has been affected since March because of this. It's, you know, obviously it's whether the season does or doesn't happen. So anybody that's saying this is what the media wanted, I think that particular sentiment is absolutely idiotic. And I think Joel Klatt has built a brand on saying contrarian, borderline idiotic things on his social media. I think he says and does a lot of smart things, like when he's on air and that kind of thing. But he's done a lot of contrarian stuff. Now, on the flip side of that, I think the college football media and the social media vibe that goes into the decision making funnel, the environment that's established on social media plays into these types of decisions. Now, I think this particular decision is much bigger than that. But I think if you're a member of the college football media and you're saying what we say on social media doesn't impact decisions, maybe you as an individual, but you've seen, like, what about the Tennessee hiring fiasco, where social media was absolutely on fire about Greg Schiano, and that fueled a decision to go back on that. So I think the environment that decision makers are making these decisions plays into it. And this is the environment that they're making a decision in. Again, I don't think in this instance that matters quite so much, because as we pointed out earlier, this is a legal liability, et cetera, issue. It's bigger than what people are saying on social media. But you do have, and this is where we're at as a nation, really. And this is why there's, you know, a large portion of the country has lost its faith in media, so to speak, is that it's not a sheep lining up, as you and others have put it. But, you know, the media, the profession does attract a certain type of individual, and it does attract a certain type of thinking. And you see how common the thinking is in situations like this. So people who don't share the same thinking grow to resent that thinking. And I think that same can be said in the sports media in a situation like this, and the same can be said for the media at large.
I think that's well put, Dustin, and I do believe that is the case. And I'm not sure there's anything necessarily nefarious going on, but there does seem to be some momentum when things take off a certain way. All right, that's it for quarter number two. In quarter number three, we ask the question, what's next? This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.